Back again. Did you bring me the pork? Thank you. It's all right. I can't help but feel that it's not really exactly what I need. Or there's something missing. But this is still keeping me alive. So it's enough. I thank you for that. Not many humans would be willing to keep a siren alive. Especially not after she tried to eat him. I suppose we're mates now, after all. I'm well enough, not ill. Why? You. But I was hiding so carefully. You shouldn't have been able to see me during the day. Did anyone else see me? I've gotten far too lucky recently. One of these days, I'll be in trouble. Well, truthfully, I can't help it. I want to be like you, a person. But it's not like the fairy tales where a siren can just sprout legs and walk. Isn't that easy? No matter how hard I wish, it won't happen. When I think like that, I worry myself. I think things like, it would be better if we weren't together. But I can't help but get it in my head. I don't want to live the way other sirens do. There are no males down there. I won't be able to experience this. You showed me what my sisters had and I didn't. But then you showed me more. I love you. The way a human girl would. In fact, I can love you better than a human girl. If I try, and if I learn, I'm sure of that. Whatever human girls can't give you, I'll find a way to. So, take me home with you. I mean it. Won't dry up, I promise. I want to experience things you experience. No. You're wrong. There might not be a way for me to grow legs, but there's still a way for me to be yours and live with you in your cabin, right? Is that what they are? I'm not lying. I swear, it's a temporary solution. I'm not fit for living on land, but we can still make it work. Salt water doesn't keep my skin moist. It dries me out. I don't need to worry about the air, but the thing that's the problem is the water. Let me explain. The whole time I've been talking to you, I've been holding my breath. It's I can hold my breath for over a day, if I want it. It's not painful at all. Sirens are expected to spend a long time above water, luring humans, and we use a lot of oxygen for singing. No, we don't have lungs the way you do. We still have them, but, you know. I'm using my vocal cords to talk, silly. Oh, you don't want to ask me how I know human anatomy. I am a siren after all. If I were to come down to the lake, even once a day, I could breathe and go home again. But my gills don't do well with oxygen in the air. I know. And I can't walk on my own. So, I couldn't get here and walk back without being seen. But if you had some water, just a bit, and shook it, it would have enough oxygen for me. I could breathe it that way. Really, with just enough water to fill your hands, I could breathe. It's not something to be concerned about. Humans need food. Humans need water. If they don't get those things, they won't be able to live. But it doesn't mean every single person should always be panicking to get more food and more water. I'll be fine. Please, take me home. I want to see where you live. Wait, let me get one last breath. All right, I'm ready. What a new perspective up here. You're so strong, just like before. My tail is all muscle. It must be heavy. You're warm. I want this more than anything, to be with you. Even if I stay in your cabin from now until I die, I want to be with you forever. Oh, the air feels different away from the lake. I'm nervous. I've never been this far from the water. It feels uncomfortable, sure, but I don't mind. So, this is what the inside of a cabin looks like. I've seen you enter them. What are all these things? All of them. That, that, and that, all of it. A bed. A dresser. And what about that? That, right there. Why won't you tell? Whoa. Oh. This bed. This is soft. Softer than anything. I'm getting wet. Is that okay? No, my skin feels fine. Scales. I don't have any real scales. I'm not just some regular fish. You've seen my tail up close. Real up close. You should know. Well, sorry. Scales are what babies have on their tails when they're first born. saying a person has scales is a way of saying they're immature. Come, touch my tail. See how smooth? It can hold up to anything. I'm a little clumsy. I always run into sharp rocks. And look, not a scratch. I really hope I get used to how heavy things are up here. It's annoying, but I'm too happy to really mind. Wow. The air is dry and warm. It's the opposite of by the lake. A path. What is that? Wash. I do plenty of washing. Do I smell strange? Lake water smells good to me. Well, if human girls smell like soap, I want to as well. Smell it. All right, bring it here. Oh, I don't know what to think. Like, there's this one thing I can think of. Sometimes humans carry little fruits. I think they're fruits. They're purple. Yeah, like that. Grapes. Then I was right. I have a talented nose. Before a bath, though, teach me. Teach me something humans do. I want to be more like you. I don't know anything. What do you do in your spare time? What's wrong? You're getting that look again. Like you're hiding something. Come on. What do you do? I want to do it too. Good. Then you'll teach me. Well, I don't see how it could be embarrassing. So, what is it called exactly? Say it once more. Masturbating. What do you do? Oh, you're getting undressed. No, don't stop. I'm becoming excited. Are you gonna touch me? Touch myself? Why? That's pointless. All right. This is feeling weird. I feel self-conscious. My opening isn't really much to look at. Well, it's just a slit. It doesn't have anything. Look at your thing. It's got all sorts of exciting things. And I know human females. We've seen them a few times, how they are down there. It's special. It's got all sorts of things. I don't think mine is made for this. Does it feel good? I don't know. I'm just touching it. Not really. Well, I am getting down on myself. I want to be like human girls. I guess up here that would make me special, huh? So, I touch and rub like how? Alright, like this. I don't know. I feel nervous. I'm worried I'll do it wrong. You won't be disappointed, right? Do what feels good. What feels good for me would be... like this. Inside. Ew. It's all slimy in there. Is this how it was when you went in? I'm embarrassed. Oh, then is that good? Good. Then, when you put it in, I remember you kind of put it up. But it's not gonna feel good the same way. Your dick was so much better. Oh, it was so hard. My hand won't feel the same. And it still feels gross in here. If it's not gross, then you do it. No. So much different when you touch me. Oh, keep going. This is so weird. But it feels so good. Why'd you stop? You're hard. Yes, yes, yes. Put it in. I'm so sorry. I can't have sex with you the same way a human probably would. But there's one thing I can do. If I focus, I've seen my sisters do it. It's hard to thrust in the water sometimes, so with the muscles inside, they convulse, I guess, like waves. I've never done this before, obviously, so it might not be good. Don't lose your mind. Does it feel that good? Oh, I'm pulling you in deeper. Oh, it feels good. Don't thrust. Just lay on me. Let it sink in on its own. Oh, my muscles inside. We'll do the thrusting. It feels so good this way. This is what I can do for you that a human woman could never. I'm your mate.